Taharas Perik Dalad Mishnah Beis Zechen Nishmas Yitzchak Ben Mordechai Meir. Still talking about Safek Tumah. And since we started in the previous Mishnah about an object that's on the move without stopping, like something that you are throwing as it's being tossed, so we continue that discussion. Hasheretz b'fi hachulda. There is a dead sheretz in the mouth of a weasel, and the weasel is on the move. U'mahaleches al gabi kikarish shel truma. And the weasel starts walking, and it doesn't really care what's in its way, and so it walks all over a bunch of kikaros, loaves which were truma, while the sheretz is still in its mouth. So the problem is, the way the weasel is walking, it's hard to tell exactly what it touched. So, safek noga, safek lo noga. Did it touch the loaves and turn them tameh? Did it somehow step between the loaves and not touch them? And so it might be tahar. So, sfeko tahar, the safek is deemed tahar because since the object on the move is the tameh object and the things that are stationary are the tahar objects, and with the tameh objects, if we have an uncertainty in a non-stationary situation, it's tahar even brishos hayachid, even if a person could be asked questions, and this weasel can't be asked questions. So as a result, we have all of the checkboxes to say that it stays tahar. First of all, it was on the move and never stopped and came to a rest. Second of all, we have a weasel carrying things, and it will not answer questions, because also its mouth is full because it's holding a dead sheretz, so it can't talk because it's a very polite weasel. And so as a result, we say everything stays tahar, despite the fact that there was a weasel dancing around doing the Macarena right in the middle of a bunch of loaves of truma. Mishnah Gimel, Hasheretz b'fi hacholda, once again, the same weasel is carrying a dead sheretz, the hanaveilo b'fi hakelev, or a dog in its mouth is carrying nevela, and v'avru b'na tahorim, and they passed among people who were tahar, or she'avru taharim b'nehem, or the tahar people passed between this weasel and the dog who were taking a spatzir on Yontif afternoon. And so we're not sure, did they touch the sheretz? Did they touch the nevela that was in the mouth of these animals? Safek on tahar, their safek is tahar, even though these people could be asked, but mibnei she'ein la tumah makom, because the tumah had no stationary spot that it could claim, it had no fixed place, the weasel and the dog are moving around and making their rounds, then there is no way to consider them tumah. Mipnei she'ein la tumah makom, it doesn't have a stationary place. Fact is, if the weasel or the dog are standing in one place and the people are walking around among them, they still wouldn't be considered tameh because the sheretz is in a mouth. The nevela is in a mouth, and that's not called yesh lo makom. It's a new concept in tumah that we are talking about, that it has to have a space that it's claiming. In the mouth of an animal is not considered that space. Hayu menakron bahen al ha'aretz. On the other hand, if then the weasel and the dog decided to stop their spatzir and they put down their nevela and their sheretz and they're picking it while it's on the ground, or they're dragging it on the ground, and the omar, and a person says, you know, halachti lamakom halaz, I went to that place. Hey, it's right over there on the left side over there of that tree. I walked over there before, but the Eini Yodeim Nagati and Lo Nagati, I don't really know. Did I touch the sheretz or the nevela? Did I not touch the sheretz or the nevela? And he could answer that question. He just, right now, is uncertain. Well, sfeko tameh. In such a case, his suffek is tameh, as long as this was in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So if it's in the park, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, it's a different situation. But if this was in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, in his own backyard, he's tameh, b'mnei she'yesh la tumah makom. Because first of all, he can answer the question. He might not know the answer, but he is rationally capable of answering. And second of all, the tumah itself has a makom. It is on a place. Even if it's being schlepped by the weasel along the ground at that moment, it is considered to have remained on the ground, where for tumah purposes, it has a makom now. It has claimed a piece of real estate. And so as a result, if you have a safek tumah v'rishus hayachid of this variety, then that is going to be considered tameh.